In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 11, 4, 10, 19, 13. And Jesus says to Louisa, my daughter, I shall look at these 24 hours of the Passion, not as yours, but as done by me. So Jesus is saying to us, when we read the hours of the Passion, he's doing it in us. We're entering into this, the holy humanity of Jesus, and what he went through in the last 24 hours of his life. And this is, again, why the 24 hours of the Passion are so beautiful. They're so magnificent, is we begin to understand that Jesus is doing this in us. Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than me. But what is Jesus doing as the Son of God? He's then reigning in us, praying the prayers, reading the readings. And he says, I will look at these 24 hours of the Passion, not as yours, but as done by me. And then he says this is the exciting thing. I shall give you my same merits as if I, God, were in the act of suffering my Passion again. And the same effects according to the disposition of the souls who are reading the volumes. He's getting this all ready. And then this is going to have an effect on all of humanity if they are disposed. So we, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, are reading the volumes, praying the 24 hours of the Passion. And he says, it's as if I'm renewing the face of the earth again with my suffering, my Passion. This while they are on earth. And then he says, and I could not give these souls who are reading the hours of the Passion a greater reward. Then in heaven, once they die and go to heaven, I shall place these souls in front of me, darting through them with darts of love. Now, if you've ever seen the Passion or the ecstasy of St. Teresa of Avila, the ecstasy of St. Catherine of Siena, it's these swords, these arrows are passing through her. It's Jesus is saying, this is how real it is. It's so real as it would be as if you were dying of ecstasy, according to the disposition of the souls. And he says, I could not give them a greater reward. I will place these souls in front of me, darting through them with darts of love and of contentments for as many times as they basically prayed the hours of my Passion. As you read the hours of the Passion, it's that reading. You're praying with Jesus. You're one with, it's like doing the rounds. You're not making your rounds. You're not doing your rounds. You are praying your rounds, one with Jesus and Mary, and the way they prayed. And so when people say, well, I love the prayers of the saints. Well, that's good. That's holy. That's saintly. That's doing the will of God. But to live in the will of God is to pray the prayers Jesus prayed and Mary prayed. And this is why it's so important to Jesus that the souls who enter in the divine will begin to learn how to pray the rounds. And they shall dart through me for as many times as they did the hours of the Passion. These souls will be the arrows through me, the arrows of love, the pains of love. What a sweet enchantment this shall be for all the blessed in heaven, seeing souls who are so one with God in his Passion that Jesus is there again. Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. Volume 11, 9, 12, 19, 13. Now, go through as many books as you want, and you shall see that in none of them you will find what I have told Louisa, you, Louisa, about my divine will. So he says, in all the books that are in the libraries, there's nothing in them where you will find what Jesus tells Louisa. Why? This is her gift. It's found in Louisa. She's the deposit of the divine will. He says, this was necessary to dispose your soul to the present state you are in. Now, it's the same thing with us. Jesus has disposed our souls to be in the present state that we're in, no matter what it is. He says it's necessary that he disposed us to be in the present state that we are in, as he did with Louisa. Now, some of us are, we were not in bad suffering. Others are. Some of us don't have the consuming fire of God's love like in the great heroic mystics of the saints. But some of us do. This is necessary, he says, to dispose your soul. After keeping you always with me, I knew very well that you could not have endured suffering, the continuous privation of my presence. Had I not substituted it with something still my own, that is, invading your soul completely, would keep you captured more than in my presence. So here Jesus is saying, yes, you're not seeing me, but I'm doing something more than my being present in front of you. And all of us long to see Jesus. He says, but I am invading your soul completely. And this is completely, this is what he wants to do. Now, we might be standing in his way by continuing to worry and be fearful, be anxious, complaining, and negative. But he says, by invading your soul completely in the most holy divine will, I keep you captured more than if you see me, more than if you were in my physical presence, my holy humanity present. And he says, everything I have done before have been graces to dispose you to the ecstasy of my most holy divine will. See, this is what he's teaching us. And again, the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven, you have this ecstasy. You experience this ecstasy almost every day. When you're reading, you go, wow, holy Jesus, you really love me so much. You're filling me with yourself. As you read the Book of Heaven, there's, like as he said, there's no other book like this. There's no other book that can transform a soul. These are the words of Jesus to Louisa. He says, everything I have done has been graces to dispose you to enter into the ecstasy of my most holy divine will. Because when I dispose the soul to live in a higher way of life in my divine will, I have to manifest myself in order to infuse graces that are so great. So this new and divine way of holiness is these are the words of Jesus. Everything that I have done to give you graces to dispose you to enter into the ecstasy of my most holy divine will. That is the new and divine way of holiness. Because he says, I have disposed you to live in a higher way than the saints when you live in my divine will. And therefore, I as God have to manifest myself to you in order to infuse such great graces that you can begin to live this. Those are the words of Jesus to Louisa and now to us. As you have the Book of Heaven in your hands, don't let it collect dust. Discipline yourself to read. Discipline yourself to study. Make this a promise between you and Jesus. Jesus, I want to read this book. I ask for the grace to read it. Give me those graces to dispose me into the ecstasy of your most holy divine will, to live a higher way of life in your holy divine will. I want you to manifest yourself to me in these writings to infuse greater graces in me so that I can possess this. God is waiting for us to read, study it, and put it into practice. If this is true, if Jesus is speaking, I want this. And I know he's speaking. And he wants to give this to me. He wants to give this to you. Volume 11, 11, 18, 19, 13. The cross and the other virtues are content as long as they get something. But if they can't pierce the creature with three nails, they boast of their triumph. Excuse me. If they can pierce the creature with three nails, they boast of their triumph. So here, God has given us the cross that we wear, the cross that we hold, the cross that's in each one of our rooms, the cross that's in our car, the crucifixion to pierce us with three nails. So the virtues can boast of their triumph in us. So as Jesus went to the cross as our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our spouse, now the saints have said, the bride has to go to the cross to be crucified. He says, this is when all the virtues that you have striven for in the lives of the saints can now boast of their triumph. And then he says, on the other hand, my will that does not know how to do incompetent works is not content with just three nails, but with as many nails for as many acts of my divine will that I, God, dispose for you, for the creature. Now, some of us are going to be nailed with three nails. Some of us are going to be nailed with many nails, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. You know, we're going to have to go through this. Why? This is our life. This is our cross. This is what Jesus has planned for us from the beginning of time. Volume 11, 318, 3:8, 19:14. Ah, my daughter, my divine will is the portent of portents. It's the prodigy of prodigies. It's the gift of gifts. We have to understand this is not human. It is the secret to finding divine light, divine sanctity, divine riches. It is a secret to do all goods. But he says, and the sadness is, it is not known. We don't know it yet. We hear about it. We read about it. But to know it is to possess it. Therefore, not appreciated nor loved is my divine will, the portent of portents, the prodigy of prodigies, the gift of gifts, the secret of finding divine light, divine sanctity, divine riches, the secret to all divine goods. But it is not yet known. It is not yet appreciated. It is not yet loved. You at least appreciate it. You at least love it. You at least make it known to those whom you see disposed. In my life, I don't force the divine will on anybody. I say, what I find Luisa Picaretta to be something that I need. What do you need Luisa for? Because what Jesus tells her, I have never heard from any, Jesus speaking to any of the other saints. I want Luisa. And they go, well, that's for you. It's not for me. And I say, fine. I don't try to say, but you got to read it. You got to, it doesn't, when somebody says, no, thank you, I say, okay. Jesus does that with us. When he says, I want you to spend time for the Blessed Sacrament, and we go, haven't got time for it. God goes, okay. It's a loss of grace. It's a loss of this life that our God wants us to enter into. So he says to Luisa, your family might not want this. Your neighbors might not want this. Your coworkers might not want this. Even your parishioners might not want this. He says, you at least appreciate this great gift of the divine will. Love the divine will and make the divine will known to yourself. Read this, study this, put this into practice. Live in the light, the love, the life of God. He says, and make it known to those whom you see disposed. When you see somebody wearing a scapular, praying the rosary, spending time for the Blessed Sacrament, you can say to them, I have an extra book of the Hours of the Passion. Would you like to read it? And if they say, no, thank you, say, okay, thank you. When you see somebody praying the rosary, wearing the scapular, spending time for the Blessed Sacrament, it's a sign that they're disposed. And what you can do is you could say, how about during Lent? Do you want to read the 24 Hours of the Passion with me and find others that can read this book? It's amazing. And people say, sure, let's do this, because God's going to give the grace. then what happens is it's going to spread like wildfire. There's no stopping this. Once people say, okay, God is in charge. Volume 11, 9:25, 19:14. My daughter, the prayers done with me and with my very divine will can be given to everyone, past, present, and future, without excluding anyone. When we pray, we always pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. God is in charge. It's a great and new gift that is coming to all of humanity. And God is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. He's got plans. He's got plans, and we're in them, and they're in them. So prayers done with me and with my very divine will are given to all of humanity, past, present, and future, without excluding anyone. All receive their part. All receive their effects. And if those prayers had been offered for one alone, he says, it's to everyone. Even if you, like when we pray, I pray for a certain soul. Okay, Lord, help this soul. They ask me to pray. And I say, and for everyone and for everything. Jesus says, I will do this for everybody. Everything that you're praying for. However, they operate according to the disposition of the dispositions of the souls, just like communion or my passion. I, God, give it to all and to each one, but the effects are produced according to the soul's disposition. If 10 people receive it, the fruit is not inferior to the case of if 5 had received it, such is the prayer done with me and from my most holy divine will. I pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? Jesus asked Louisa to do this, and I want to follow what Jesus asked Louisa. I want to pray for everyone and for everything, past, present, and future. I want everyone to receive the baptism of the Catholic Church. I want everyone to receive the Holy Eucharist. I want everyone to have their sins forgiven through the prayer of a penance, the confession. I want everyone to receive the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. I want everyone to have a marriage blessed by God. I want every priest to enter into the divine will and enter into the houses of the resurrection of the faith. There's no limit to this. And we can sit back and say, thank you, Jesus, that in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, it's if everyone received it, but it's up to them whether they wanted it or not. But God is receiving all the grace. God is all the love, all the blessing that humanity should give to God, must give to God. It's a duty that they have to perform for God. And we're doing it for them. It's as if, Jesus says. So don't limit God. Don't just focus on your family. Focus on the family of Jesus. Volume 11, 8:24, 19:15. My Jesus, if it were possible, I would like to give you the kiss of all of humanity. So when you venerate the cross, you can say this. I would like to give you the kiss of every human, past, present, and future. I want you, Lord, to experience the kiss of every human being, past, present, and future. In this way, I would satisfy your love by bringing all of humanity to you. And Jesus says to Louisa, my daughter, if you want to give me the kiss of everyone, past, present, and future, kiss me in my most holy divine will, because my divine will contains the creative virtue, containing the divine power to multiply one act into as many acts as one wants. And in this way, you shall give me, God, the contentment as if all of humanity, past, present, and future, were kissing me. And you shall have the merit as if you had made everyone come to me and kiss me, Jesus says. While all humanity receives the effects according to their dispositions. In the divine will, the face of the earth is changing. In the divine will, a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. In the divine will, the church is changing. life is changing in the divine will according to the dispositions. And every time we say, I want to fuse myself with you, Jesus, the world is changing. Your family is changing. Everything is changing for the good, for the better. Again, the evil one is very upset. He's causing trouble. He's causing difficulties, but God is reigning. Volume 11, 12, 5, 19, 16. My daughter, I am the engine. My divine love keeps the end, my engine, this roaring of who God is that pours over everyone. This love of God that pours over all of humanity is alive. But for those who want to receive these waves as if they are empty, they love me, they enter into me, while the others are just touched in order to be disposed to receive such a great good. So in the divine will, we live in our nothingness. That I want to receive everything from God as if these waves of the ocean can fill me. I'm empty of everything that is human. I don't want anything that's human. That's my prayer. That's my desire. That these I love yous fill me, enter me. And Jesus says, good, I will do this for you. If you've learned what I taught Louisa, it will be done. He says, others are just touched in order to be disposed to receive such a great good. They're not filled. As for the souls who do my divine will and live in my divine will, then they are inside this engine of love. And since they live of me, of God, Jesus says, they can dispose of the waves that gush out for the good of all of humanity, past, present, and future. And now they become light that illuminates. Now they become fire that ignites. Now they become water that purifies. God is doing this. Do you see how much he loves the little children, the holy divine will? He has not done this for the saints. He's done this for us. And again, we're not afraid of anything. We know that we were born for this time. And finally, we know God is with us. Yeah, this is a great time to be alive. A great time to be alive. Volume 12, 8, 7, 1918. My daughter, my consummation on the cross still continues in souls. So when Jesus said, it is consummated, it is completed, he says, this is continuing. This is why the soul has such a power with Christ crucified. When the soul is well disposed, Jesus says, and gives me life within herself, I, God, live again in that soul as if within my holy humanity. Finally, Jesus says, that's what he says to Louisa, finally I found a soul where I can live again. Not just the way the saints have done, doing the will of God, but living in the will of God. When we become well-disposed, what does that mean? Giving up, no, there's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more negativity, no more sin. Gives Jesus life within the soul. That's what God's waiting for with us. And he says, and I, God, live again in that soul exactly the way I lived within my holy humanity. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. You're my everything. You're my all. You're my God. You're my Savior. You're my Lord. I want you to reign in me. I don't want to be ruling my life anymore. I don't want to be living in my human misery any longer. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Jesus says, good. When you're well disposed, when you give life within yourself to me, I live again as if in with my holy humanity. And he says to Louisa, you become my skin. You become my clothing. I am alive in you. Volume 12, 9, 25, 1918. The time shall come in which I, God, shall make this generation so malignant, so perverted, almost disappear from the face of the earth. That's less than 100 years ago he says this. No, it's more than 100 years ago. It's 104 years ago. Boy, time flies. 104 years ago, he said, the time is coming. I'll make this generation, which is so malignant, so perverted, almost disappear from the face of the earth. This is why the great chastisement has to take place. The kingdom is coming. The old rule is going to be gone. The devil's going to be gone. When he comes on the 3 days of darkness, God is going to say to him, take what's yours and get out of here. The kingdom is coming. And that 3 days is the 3 days of death coming to the earth to take what is not God's, take what belongs to him, the evil one, and leave. Louisa said, I was shaking in hearing this and praying that I wanted to ask Jesus, and what should I do? But I did not dare. And Jesus added, what I want is that on your part, okay, this is now Jesus talking to Louisa and to us, you do not dispose yourself to doing it. She felt forced to go out of her usual state. Although being free, you can do it. I want you at the mercy of my most holy divine will. What can I do? What can I do? I don't want you to do anything, Jesus says. I want you at my mercy of the most holy divine will. I'll take care of this. I'm the Lord. This is a divine decree. This has to happen. Don't get in my way, Jesus says. Let me do this, he keeps on saying to Louisa. What should I do? God says, nothing. Let me do it. Live in your nothingness. Now that's really hard. When Jesus said to Louisa, listen to what they're saying. They want to destroy my church. Listen to what they're saying. He says, they want to kill everyone on earth. What's Jesus's next words to Louisa? Let them. You and I, Louisa, we're going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy? God is going to do this. What do we do? I want you at the mercy of my most holy divine will. Fiat. What's our job? Our job is to say to the Lord, Lord, I pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, let your will be done, not mine. God goes, good. Get out of my way. And that's why he says very clearly, the time shall come when my children are going to get out of my way, and I'm going to renew the face of the earth. That's where we are. And if we don't understand, I mean, this is not doom or gloom. The kingdom is coming. Volume 12, 10, 1918. For the hidden soul, and that's what we should be. Father Bucci said, you must be little, insignificant, and hidden. And this is important, to be hidden. Who is intimate with me. This is the mystical marriage. As she prays, though no sound is heard on earth, her praise are like bells that resound more vibrantly in heaven, to the extent of calling the whole world to unite itself with her, with Louisa. The soul who is hidden, who is intimate with me, he's talking about Louisa, and he's asking us to join her. As she prays, there is no sound to be heard. Her prayers are like bells. He said to Louisa, I'm going to ring you continuously until all of humanity enters into the kingdom. It resounds more vibrantly in heaven to the extent of calling the whole world to unite itself with Louisa, to let divine mercies descend upon earth, that resounding not to the hearing, but to the hearts of humanity, may dispose these souls to convert. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. Read the book of heaven. Jesus is going to tell you what's coming. What's coming is glorious. The purification has to happen. God is going to do this. Volume 12, 129, 1919. My daughter, first, I had to make known what my holy humanity did and suffered on the outside to be able to dispose souls to knowing what my divinity did on my inside, Jesus says. Then from your link, Louisa, of connection with me and my mother, the other links of humanity shall be connected. Jesus says it very clearly. He says, from your link, Louisa, from the book of heaven that I've given you, other connections will be linked to me. Other creatures shall be linked to me when they link themselves to you. And then he says, and I, God, shall have crowds of souls, crowds, and I shall have the glory of many suspended acts done only by me, also done by humanity. And these are going to be from all the classes, from virgins to priests to lay people according to their office. Everything's going to be accomplished. Everything's going to be completed from being linked to you, Louisa. Who is this Louisa Pecoretta? Who is she? All of humanity is going to change. The face of the earth is going to change. The kingdom of God is going to become on earth as it is in heaven because of Louisa. This is astonishing. Again, this was written in 1912. St. Honorable de Francia put his Nihil Obstat on it. The Archbishop put his Imprimatur on this. Volume 12, 3-6-1919. I want the yes, the fiat of every creature. I want the yes that the soul lend herself like soft wax to whatever I, God, want to make of that soul. He says, Louisa, I want to make you my divine masterpiece. Even more, you must know that before calling the soul definitively to live in my holy divine will, I call her every now and then. I strip her of everything. Look at your life. Look at our own lives. You're stripped of everything. Everything. To finally, you could be stripped of your heartbeat and your breath. This is what Jesus is saying. He's called us every now and then, and he's been stripping us of everything, making us undergo a sort of judgment. Because in my divine will, there are no judgments. Things remain all confirmed, one with God, one with Jesus. Not only this, but many times I make the soul die, also corporally. And then again, I give the soul back, life back to the soul. And the soul lives as if she did not live. Why? It's that human misery anymore. Her heart is in heaven, and to her greatest martyrdom, and to live in her is her greatest martyrdom. To live on earth is a martyrdom. How many times have we said, oh, if only the kingdom could be here? Jesus says, how many times have I not done this for you, Louisa, and for each and every one of us? How many times have you almost died? I think about it. These are the dispositions in order to dispose the soul to want to only live in my most holy divine will. He takes everything away from us. Our friends, our families, our neighbors, he takes them away. Our profession, our talent takes that away to the point of getting us to the point where we can surrender our heartbeat and our breath. Jesus is getting us ready. And the more that we can give up, the happier we become. The more that we came, I went to Marina's house once, and it was amazing. Everything was white, a simple table, a simple chair. The curtains were white. Everything, it was like heaven. And the sun was shining in her house. I was just amazed. The simplicity is necessary. To get rid of things is necessary. The more that we can get rid of, the happier we become. These are the dispositions in order to dispose the soul to live in my divine will. Volume 12. 4-15-1919. Many saw me, but did not know me, because My will, Jesus says, many saw me, but did not know me because my divine will did not reside within them as the center of their life. Therefore, even if they saw me, they remained unhappy. See, when you look at Jesus, you're happy. When you go to Eucharistic adoration, you are happy. You're seeing God. And when we discipline ourselves to be with him, you are happy. Only those who receive the good of receiving the seed of my divine will in their hearts disposes themselves to receive the good of seeing me resurrected. Only those who receive the good of receiving the seed of my divine will in their hearts are disposed, and then therefore they can receive the good of seeing me resurrected. Now, Jesus says, my resurrection is symbol of the soul who shall form their sanctity in my divine will. The saints of living in my divine will, who shall symbolize my resurrected holy humanity, shall be few. It's not many that are going to do this. Why? You have to die to who you are. What are you? Well, I've done this and I've done that and I'm from here and I. Jesus says, no, everything has to be the resurrected life of Jesus. He says, and there's only going to be a few at first. In fact, many throngs and crowds of people saw my holy humanity before its death, but few saw my resurrected humanity, only the believers, only those who are most disposed. And I could say only those who contain the seed of my most holy divine will. In fact, if they did not have this seed of my most holy divine will, they would have lacked the necessary sight to be able to see my resurrected and glorious humanity, and therefore become spectators of my ascent into heaven. You know, when I pray the ascension of Jesus, I like to look up when I'm praying. That's how the apostles were. They were astonished to see Jesus ascended to heaven. And the angel said, he's going to return the way he left. Look up. Your redemption is near at hand. Your sanctification is here. Look up. Stop looking down. If you're looking at your phone, stop it. Look up to see Jesus' resurrection and glorious humanity, and therefore be as spectators of my ascent into heaven. Now, my resurrected symbolism, the saints of living in my divine will, and this with reason, because each word, each act, each step, etc., done in my divine will is a divine resurrection that the soul receives. Every act that you do. Why are you doing this? I'm doing this in the divine will. Why are you driving? I'm driving in the divine will. Why are you singing? I'm singing in the divine will. Everything done in my divine will is a divine resurrection that the soul receives. It is the mark of glory that the soul undergoes. It is to go out of herself in order to enter the divinity, to hide within the refulgent sun of my most holy divine will. In this divinity, she loves, she works, she thinks. What is the wonder if the soul remains fully risen, identified with the very sun of my glory, and symbolizes my resurrected humanity? We're filled with joy. We're filled with peace. We're filled with happiness, marked with glory, entering into the divinity, reflecting the refulgent sun of God's divine will. Fully risen, identified with the very sun, S-U-N, of my glory, symbolized by my resurrected humanity. But Jesus says, there are few of those who dispose themselves to this. How sad it must make Jesus. He's done everything. But the few who are disposed to themselves to this, because souls, even in sanctity, without something of their own good, while the sanctity of living in my divine, most holy divine will has nothing of its own, but everything is of God. And in order for the souls to be disposed to this, to stripping themselves of their own goods, their saintly goods, their holy goods, their good goods, it takes too much. And then Jesus says again, but there shall not be many. And then he says to Luisa, you're not in the number of the many, but you, Luisa, are in the number of the few. And he's saying that to us too, if we're linked to Luisa, living in our nothingness. Be always attentive to the call. Be always attentive to your continuous flight in the divine will. Never leave the divine will. Make it everything. Make it your life. Volume 12, 5:16, 19:19. Now, if the sun makes itself light of all creation that lives down below, through the sun, though the sun is one, much more so for the acts done in my most holy divine will, the soul rises in me. The soul operates in the height of my divine will more than the sun. They place themselves as guards of all creatures in order to give all of humanity life. That's our job in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. I want all of humanity to receive the light, the life, the love of God. Although the act is one, like sun, it darts over all creatures, and some it embellishes, for some it fundicates grace, for some it melts the cold, for some it softens the heart, for some it dispels the darkness, for some it purifies and burns, for some giving to each one different effects that are needed according to the greater or lesser the dispositions of each soul. These acts done in my divine will, though they run for the good of everyone, act accordingly to the dispositions of every human, according to the attitude of the soul who lives in my divine will, linked with Luisa. So each additional act done in my most holy divine will is one more sun that shines over all of humanity. God is doing this. It's a new beginning for humanity. Volume 12, 5:22, 19:19. What some do not give me, Jesus says, I take from others. And in these others, I double the graces that the others reject from me. And from these, I receive double love, double glory. To the others, according to this disposition, I reach the point of giving graces that what I would give to 10 and to others, those that I would give to 100 to others, those that I would give to 1,000, I sometimes give graces that I would give to cities, to provinces, and even to entire kingdoms. And these love me. And these are the divine will children. Give me glory for 10, for 100, for 1,000, etc. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That's what we're learning. We're learning how to do this. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for souls to begin to live this abundant life. Volume 12, 12:26, 19:19. My daughter, why are the sacraments called sacraments? Because they are sacred and they have the value and a power to confer grace, confer sanctity. However, these sacraments act according to the dispositions of humanity who receive them, so much so that many times they remain even fruitless without being able to confer the goods they contain. Look about all the people receiving Holy Communion, all the people going to confession. Now, my most holy divine will is sacred and holy. So he tells us, my holy divine will contains altogether the virtues of all the sacraments. Not only this, but it does not have to work in order to dispose the soul to receive the goods that this divine will of mine contains. In fact, as soon as the soul has disposed herself to do my divine will, she has already disposed herself by herself. And even my divine will, finding everything prepared, disposed, even at the cost of any sacrifice, communicates itself to the soul without delay. There's no delay. Pours the goods it contains and forms the heroes, forms the martyrs of the divine will, forms the portents of the most unheard of prodigies. That's what's coming. So we'll end here and we'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.